He can sit up there if he wants to, Darren. You don't have to get him. He all right. And there he goes. It had to be a struggle first. I think she told him that grandpa was back there. That probably got him to move. How y'all doing tonight? Good, good. Always good to be in the Lord's house, but even better when we can come multiple times in a day. Be able to engage in God's word, to learn and to grow as Christians. You realize that our journey in life can only be fulfilled if we continue to grow. We don't have enough as we start in our Christian life to be able to make it. We have to continue to get better, continue to grow closer to God, continue to know how to respond and how to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to God. So it's always a good opportunity for us to be in the God's house, to learn more. And not just on Sunday, though, Wednesday as well. And then hopefully when you're by yourself throughout the week, you're studying God's word and growing as well. So we won't be able to give you enough on Sunday and Wednesday to get you through. You're going to have to get into the word of God alone and by yourself throughout the week so you can grow. Everybody realize that, don't you? Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that you're not expecting to be able to have all the power that you need after you leave on Sunday or after you leave on Wednesday night. You got to interact with God in some private spaces as well. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And we're going to work from one verse. Just because it's one verse don't mean it's going to be short, though, so don't get excited. No, I'm just kidding. I won't be long. One verse. The 40th chapter, verse 31, very familiar passage of scripture. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not need rest. They shall walk and not need rest. They shall run and not tire. So from this passage of scripture, I would like to offer you up just for a few minutes the benefits of waiting. You know, we live in a microwave society. And things just happen quick. You know, we're used to, if we want a pizza, put it in the oven for a minute and a half. It might not taste good, but it'll be a pizza. We want breakfast, we just throw it in a microwave for 35 seconds, and there you go. And sometimes what happens, you know, if we want information, we don't really study too much anymore. We just grab our phones and see what Google says. My wife is funny. We have a going joke. She loves Wikipedia. And for a while, she would say things. She would read Wikipedia and then she would tell us what Wikipedia said, but she would say, the experts say. And after a while, I would wonder, I said, who are the experts? She said, well, that's what it says on Wikipedia. Girl, them ain't experts. Anybody can write on Wikipedia. But anytime we need knowledge or we think we need information, we just open up our phones, put in Google or Bing, type in a question. And the thing about it is that not only we just type in a question, we accept that answer to be right. And you got to be careful now, because sometimes the things that you read, we think that if we read it, it's true. But you can Google some things about the body of Christ, and the answer that you get will be wrong. See, so we've got into this habit of moving through life fast. Relationships. People want to meet, fall in love, get married, all in a matter of a week's time, and never even see each other. You know, just I saw online, we're compatible, that's a match, swipe, here we go, we got us a marriage. So we are so used to moving fast through life. But there are some benefits, especially for the Christian, in waiting. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Let me give you just a few benefits of waiting. See, waiting is a command that God regularly uses to ensure that we learn the lessons that we need to learn, the lessons that we can only learn in time. See, sometimes you have to wait because the things that you need to learn take time. You cannot be good at, great at, or cannot learn everything that you need to learn quickly. Some things only time can teach you. For example, how to love. You learn how to love better over time. See, you think you know what love is when you meet that girl the very first time and you look at her eyes and your heart starts to flutter. And you're so excited about this wonderful relationship, you think, I know about love. But it's not until she gets sick and you're responsible for taking care of her. It's not until something goes wrong and you're still responsible for standing firm in the relationship that you actually learn what love really is. So love comes from time. And time, you can only deal with time if you are willing to wait. Another thing you can learn, you learn how to give. You think you know how to give, but when you wait, you sure enough know how to give. How to share, how to teach. All of these things are qualities that the Christian needs, but he can't get overnight. So God commands us frequently to wait just so he can ensure that the lessons that we learn, the lessons that we need to learn in time. But I know what it's like. We do everything we can to make things happen fast. It's the reason why we play the lottery. You know, some of y'all giggling. The ones that ain't giggling, I know you played this week. It's all right. I'm not judging you. Brother Evans used to tell a story. He said. He was talking about gambling and the lottery, and he said a woman came up to him after the church and said, "Well, Brother Evans, I really didn't understand. I really didn't know if I quite got what you were saying as it relates to that lottery. See, because I won the lottery last week, and I had all this money that I wanted to give to the church." He said, "Shh, don't talk so loud." Yes, everybody. You know, sometimes we want to move through life, and that's the reason why we play the lottery instead of going to work and all those type of things. But the idea is some things we only can learn when we take our time and we wait. Another thing that we can benefit from waiting is when we wait, we truly have the opportunity to reflect on the blessings that God has given us. I know we like to move through life, but sometimes it's just good to reflect. And when you are in a waiting or in a holding pattern, sometimes what happens is the one thing that God wants you to do before moving forward is to reflect. See, sometimes God will do things to our body. He will do things to our finances that will make us wait. And in that waiting period, we begin to reflect on all the things that God has already done in our lives and has how he's made us well, how he has sustained us during that time. And it's during that waiting period that we get the opportunity to say, "Oh, okay, God has shown up good." But when you're moving from one thing to the next all of the time, sometimes you just don't get a chance to reflect. But it's times when I'm in a difficult time and I'm waiting on an answer, then I start to find the answer. When I'm waiting on the answer, I find joy. You know, I'm just sitting there, "Lord, what you going to do with me? Lord, what you going to do with me?" And after a while, I just start thinking, "Well, let me see what you did last time. Oh, let me see what you did the time before that. Oh, man, well, you know what? Not only did you do that to me, you did it for Moses. And I don't know, you did it for Job. And you did it for all." And then it's during the time where I believe that I'm waiting for an answer that I'm able to reflect and see what God has already done. Anybody ever been in a situation like that? Well, you said to yourself, you said, "Man, I just need this to happen now." And God slowed it up. And while you waited, you got peace. And then you were able to walk into your next stage of life just because God made you wait. Well, there's another benefit for waiting. It's also, and that benefit is, it allows us to clearly see what God is doing for us right now. It says that they that wait on the Lord, they have a renewed strength. See, while you wait, God works. See, y'all missed that. That was a good point there. I don't know what y'all were talking about. While you wait, God works. How is it that you are getting more strength by waiting? It doesn't make sense, does it? See, the reason why you're able to gain strength by waiting is because while you're waiting, God is working on you and working in your behalf. He's working things out for you. See, so the Bible says that they that wait on the Lord, their strength is renewed. And then I love it because he says they are actually better than they were if they had keep on going, because he says they shall run and not get weary. See, the principle is if you run, you will get tired. Y'all acting like y'all understand. If you run, if we were someplace else, I would make y'all try it. But if I told y'all to circle this sanctuary, it ain't gonna take us long before you get tired. It says if you walk, you won't faint, or you won't need rest. So when you walk, you need rest. The reason why you don't walk to church, or the reason why you don't walk to work, is because you don't want to go to work tired. Y'all are so hard today. I'm getting close to the ending, but you gotta listen to me. But when we wait on the Lord, we get more strength. And watch this. Not only do we get more strength, God breaks he gives us supernatural power. He allows us to break the basic principles of life. Running equals tired, except when we wait on God. Walking means we need rest, except when we wait on God. Only God can change the natural principles in life for his children. There are some benefits in waiting. I promise you, if I started doing this right now, y'all don't have to worry. In about 10 or 15 seconds, it's going to happen. Unless I'm with God. And you say, what do you mean? You mean I can go and run a marathon and not get tired? No. That's not what God is saying. It means that you can run through. You can experience life. You can go through things that through obstacles, and you can go through things that may turn other people upside down, and you will go through it. You will run through a spiritual marathon and stand up straight like you hadn't done anything. How did I do that? God. That's what it means. That's what I love the Bible. I know people are trying to separate the Old Testament from the New Testament, but it really doesn't make sense for you to do anything like that, because the Bible is a consistent word. See, when you look at run and not weary, a good parallel passage for that is that you will have a peace that passes all understanding. You see what I'm saying? God is consistent. Who the same God that was in the Old Testament is the same God that is in the New Testament. So there are some benefits in waiting. My encouragement to you this week, slow down. Just slow down a little bit. Wait on God. The Bible says, stand still and see the glory of the Lord. Sometimes we can't see God because we're moving too fast. Every now and then, you should stand still. You should wait. Now I know some of y'all say, I'm just not a waiter. I like to do something. Waiting is a verb, y'all. That means it is doing something. That means waiting is an action. You want to do something other than wait, but what I'm trying to tell you, if you really want to do something, sometimes just wait. Wait. I told y'all before I was dating this girl, she was crazy. I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. You know, I was getting close to graduating college, and I said it's about time for me to start thinking about, you know, being serious about a girl. And I was dating this girl, and she was crazy. And then I said, I got to leave this alone. So then I said, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do. So I just stopped. And guess what he did? Sent my wife. I had to wait. See, if I had been going from one girl to the next, to the next, to the next, I'd have never met my wife. I had to stop. I had to stand still and see the glory of the Lord. She was the glory. I was sitting there one Wednesday night in Bible class. I looked at her, I told my mama, I said, look at that girl over there. My mama said, well, you better say something to her. I said, no, mama, I ain't going to say nothing to her. So my mama went and told her sister that I wanted to say something to her. Come on. But I had to stand still and look and wait. Sometimes it's good to just wait. Slow down, y'all. Slow down and let God go first. You know, I read something on a bumper sticker the other day. Said, don't drive faster than your angel can fly. Pretty much what it's saying is slow down, let God go ahead first. Sometimes I just stop because I know when I stop, he going to walk on. I say, that's better. It's better for me to just let him go on ahead of me. My son does it when we're walking down the steps of the garage. At first, I didn't understand, and maybe that's not even what he's doing, but I think it is. But what I watched is that, you know, he's getting better with going up and down the steps. But what he'll do is he'll walk down the steps, and I'll be walking behind him, and I notice that he slows up a little bit. And I didn't know, was he slowing up because he was nervous or what it is? So one day I decided, once I closed the door, as he walked down the steps, I decided to just walk a little faster and then stand in front of him. And then he just gets to walking again. And at first I didn't understand what he was doing, but I realized later on what he was doing is he wanted me to be in front. Because if he walked down the step and he lost his foot, he'll fall onto me. Sometimes we got to let God go first. Stop moving so fast. Let him walk ahead of us. So if you lose your foot, he'll catch you. Wait on the Lord. This week, wait. Just wait. You got something you're worried about? Don't worry about it. Just wait. You got something you've been praying about? Wait. And waiting is a good thing. It's an action. You got something that's in your life and you're trying to work it out and all this time. It might be that you just don't have the power to work it out. You ought to just wait and let God do it. And the Bible says that he will renew your strength. He will mount up wings like an eagle. That means he's going to let you fly above the rest of the mess. Or you can run and not need rest. Or walk and not get tired. Somebody ought to just feel good about waiting. I'm going into work tomorrow. Y'all saw us on the news Friday. I'm going to hurry up and wait. Whatever happened, it don't matter because I'm waiting. I'm going to let God handle all of this. Whatever he say do, I'm going to do. I ain't making no decisions until he tell me to. Sometimes it's just good to wait. If you're here and not a Christian and you want to get into this relationship where God will renew your strength, you want to get into this relationship where you can run and not get weary, where you can have wings as an eagle, where you can walk and not need to rest. The only way you can do that is by coming to Christ, by hearing his word, believing, repenting, confessing your sins, and then being baptized. If you've already done that and you've just been running through life and you find out every time you take one or two steps, you're tired already again, it's probably time for you to wait on Jesus. You can ask us to come and we'll pray with you that you would have the patience to wait. And when you do that, I'm sure that God will bless your life in a way that you never even expected. You could come and do that right now as we sing the song of invitation.
I am resolved no longer.